Once, not twice, not thrice, but just once, there was a hunter, and he was a fine hunter. He was a good hunter. Every day he went into the forest, and he saw what he wanted, and he killed it. And then he took it back to the village, and he showed it to the villagers. "Look," he said, "am I not a fine hunter?" "Yes," they said, "you're good." One day, the hunter was walking through the forest when he came to a tree, and he noticed on top of the tree there was a bird with a beautiful golden beak, green wings, and a red tail. He thought, beautiful bird, I'll leave it alone. But just then, the bird pushed back its wings, stuck out its beak, and sung down to the hunter like this.
Nah, 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 nah.
The hunter didn't like the song. It reminded him of teasing in the playground, and he had been teased as a boy, and he hated it, and now he felt angry, and he looked back up at the bird. He said, "I don't like that song. If you sing it again, you'll be sorry." The bird didn't seem to mind. It pushed back its wings, stuck out its beak, and sang again.
Nah, 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 nah.
The hunter took his bow and arrow, he aimed it, and he loosed the arrow through the air. It went straight through the heart of the bird, and the bird fell down lifeless to the ground. "That'll teach that bird to make fun of me." The hunter put it in his sack, put the sack over his shoulder, and started to walk back home. As he walked, he felt something vibrating inside the sack. And then he listened and he heard a sound, rather muffled, rather quiet, but definitely a sound coming from the sack. The sound was like this. The hunter was a bit annoyed. "I don't like that song," he said to himself. "I know how to stop it. I'll cook that bird." He went home, he went into the kitchen, he took the bird out and he put it on the table and he started to pluck it. And he plucked every feather from the body of the bird. And then he stopped. He noticed it was a bit cold in his house and he was shivering a bit. And then he looked at the bird, the plucked bird, and he noticed that that bird too was shivering. And as it shivered, a shivery sort of sound came from it that sounded like this. Furious now, the hunter goes for a knife, a long, sharp knife. He goes to the bird and he starts to chop. He chops and he chops and he chops until the bird is cut into 100 pieces. Not 99, not 101, but 100 pieces. A pot is bubbling on the stove and he takes the pieces of bird and he puts them in the pot. And he thinks that is the end of that. But then he listens to the sound of bubbling. And the bubbles seem to be singing to him. And as he listens more carefully, he hears the song. It sounds like this. The hunter doesn't know what to do. He's always killed with one shot, but this time he can't stop the sound. He can't kill the song. He takes the pot, he takes the bones, he takes the feathers, he takes everything to do with this bird out into the garden and he digs a hole. Then he throws the bird pieces in the hole and fills it in with dirt. Surely that's the end of that song, he thinks. But as he walks back to the house, he notices a sound coming up from the ground, an earthy sort of sound. The earth is singing to him now. No, 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 no. The hunter dug up all the pieces of bird, put them in a box, tied up the box with a piece of string, and threw the box into a stream that ran past the bottom of his garden. And then, satisfied, victorious, he lay down in his hammock and he went to sleep. A few days later, downstream, some fishermen were fishing, throwing in their nets and pulling them back, and throwing in their nets and pulling them back. And one of them said, "Look, there's a box floating down the stream. Shall we get it?" "Yeah, let's get it." So they threw in their nets and pulled them in, and there was the box in the hands of the chief fisherman. He undid the knot and very carefully opened the lid of the box. When he opened it, out flew 100 tiny birds, each with a tiny golden beak, red wings, and a green tail. "Wow," they said, "what was that?" A few days later, the hunter was walking in the forest when he came to that tree where he'd seen that bird at the beginning of the story. And he looked up into the branches, and there were 100 birds, not 99, not 101, but just 100 birds sitting on the top branch. The hunter looked at the birds looked at the hunter, and then all together they pushed back their wings, stuck out their beaks, and sang down to him. "Ne, ne, 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 ne." The hunter thought about it. He thought about it for a while, and then he said to himself, "I know what that bird is. I've heard about such a bird, but never seen one before. That must be the freedom bird, because they say that however much you try and kill it or shut it up, it just keeps on coming back and singing the same song." And so the hunter didn't try and kill those freedom birds. And in that forest, at least in that time and place, the hunter and the freedom bird lived happily ever after.